That's entirely in keeping with what I thought it would actually be.
How do you think you could handle that problem as a tough man?
Would
you agree with me that he shouldn't walk out with that?
I'll try to.
You could say that would be badly misinterpreted. Also, let me say this. It would also hurt Johnson. I mean, in my view, for him, that would be a hell of a problem. Sure, they say it's gracious and generous and the rest. But a lot of people say, what in the world? Does it mean you have anything that you believe in?
Yeah.
Dude, of course, you've got to believe in something.
Yeah, that's going to be a little tougher. Because he does those things. You know,
I don't
inspire him on. It's impossible. But,
well, if he does, he does. But, we'll discount it in advance.
Yes, I think you almost have to. But, of course, I thought, frankly, McGovern's remarks, and I'm going to say this, but I thought his remarks yesterday were excellent. He said that he was going to try to see President Truman and President Johnson sometime this summer if possible. He said, I'm going to be pretty damn busy, but I may get around to see him.
I'm afraid he's never going to see him.
This is a very arrogant man.
Arrogant
I think
man.
His arrogance is going to show through. And he's arrogant yesterday in his statement about, well, he thinks about the briefing that he offered, but
he might see history.
Might see history, but his predictions on his information
for 9 years.
For 9 years, he's been really good about it. He's got a little information. No, we could do a hell of a statement, but also, like, for example, when you get to Paris,
that came out of the meeting and said they had a trade prisoners to withdraw. And the next day, said, bullshit, we won't do it. This fellow is I think we've got that in China. I've done what I've got. I think Marvin wants it now. I don't think there's any reason not like to just tell Marvin and say, well, I've talked to China. But doing it this way is a lot different. Just calling for it.
Oh, I agree.
Well, now we can say that we've done it. We're going to get the government code around Dr. Johnson. So it's not objective. I think people like the British come, Jacob Chase come.
what we know from.
Oh, on the laws thing.
That, the one that I'm not just sure if you're aware of.
So, thank you for that.
They really are.
You look at them.
I use the cake.
I do like secretary.
Yeah, I really are. Church and love the secretary.
I use it.
I don't.
You get up and face it. Have all of them come in, please. All of them, Mr. Hall, have you come? This involves him.
So you'll be over, John.
So you feel you want to do it.
Another name for Democrats for next year.
So John Davis.
That's a quarter of a mile by Johnson.
Ted Johnson, tell him.
That he's here, so he should.
I think that's not there.
This is one that sent you a very good letter, after the bombing, I think. After the bombing of High Tron.
He's what?
He's the minister of the Christian Church.
Christian Church in Washington.
And they had noted him. It's a small thing. He had noted that I had attended the Christian Church in South Carolina last Sunday.
Ah.
It's a little old church.
Oh.
They picked it up.
But the point is, Doc, that also relates. Now, that's Johnson's minister, just after Ranch. I think we went last night.
I'm sure he's the one that wrote you that.
Oh, he is, but it's the same
hand. Same hand, but this is the difference. This is on politics.
Yeah.
That's all right, but that's the judgment. You know, there's one over there, Mr. Johnson, and you put it in there. You know, there should be some cautions here.
No, but the hijacked guards, they should have.
The hijacked guards,
well, I think also they have embassy security personnel always. They can sort of watch out for them.
But yeah.
The guy can be
shut out.
Somehow, I'll use this one as another way of trying to. I didn't know about those two things until this morning. He came in and told me he was going to do it. And you know, he keeps saying, I'm not going to schedule anything without working it out. You know, we'll follow up your schedule plans on. So
that he had told me that I had told him to do it.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to him about it too, but then he's now saying one of them is almost all Jewish. Is that bad? Well, it's true. It doesn't make a difference whether it's bad or not now. It's sad. And actually, it probably isn't. Got two different meetings. One of them said it's about 75% Jewish, and the other one is not Jewish. A Jewish thing might not be bad.
You're perfectly all right. You're going to keep working on the Jewish thing for a reason. It's far more important than the votes. You can deny some of the money that is falling. Jewish money, if you can vote, you know, it's going to be a good thing.
That's true. Same to you.
You're going to want to do this catch at home.
The state briefing at all.
You
did.
after the end of the convention, took care of his party, deserted again, and they made it 3 foot.
I'm not sure my governor would answer.
Said he could, yeah.
I know, I said it, but he had to set it off, and I had you a question. But look at what it does to my governor. He's got a hell of a day this way, and Johnson is worse than I am.
I guess that death penalty stuff in that hole there, as you told me, you weren't that hole. Whatever it is he's talking about. For that, you talked to Ziggler about who you want to see for purposes of getting out this story. I don't think it's the kind you want to get exclusively or really evidence. My inclination is it should be for love. Just has enough to request before I'm talking to him. He's dead, that's right on that issue. I assume we'll be back on the
absolutely.
I don't think you want to add one more.
I don't want anybody in our shop doing anything except the background, unless we do it on national television. Nothing should be done. And as I've gone earlier, it shouldn't be anything for background. And he's wasted doing his job there. You know, columnist. I think what it gets down to, and I don't know what you kind of talk with Tommy about it, is the women over there shooting at it. And I want to be there and rip the shit out of her and say, look here. But also, I want you to tell Coates, please to show great discretion and consideration and zeal and so forth. And use the women. Have you ever talked to Tommy about Coates?
Yeah, well, she was all for it.
Maybe I may be totally wrong. Maybe that she isn't. But, I don't know. I don't know. Curtis to get them all together and get a team that's there to look at each other call on that schedule and so forth. And they should sit and have meetings with them, you know, he's got the time. He has, sure, sit and have meetings, that's the thing. Not, I want, he sits down and has meetings about the schedule, and should we do this, and should we do that, to get their feeling about it. The women, you know, they're all, you know, they're all eager, and Bob, and loyal, and the rest, most of them, I'm sure. I think Curtis and Myrna Lock, just talking, you know, right to rough shot. Sure, you can fall right in for it. Another point. I think it's very important that he wants to be, not with Punchy's speaker, but he's a hell of a name. And to take the national defense and national security being an issue, you should have him on.
Yeah.
Inviting him to make speeches. I think he should go to California, you know what I mean? Putting him to places where you can hit the, if you've got a, how quite you can get it. And, you know, he's an honest, straightforward guy. He's a farmer, he's an ambassador to NATO, you know, an ambassador to Belgium.
Well, we could write a hell of a speech for him, and he'd just go out and read
it. And well, he'll rewrite it himself, but he'll do well. But you know, is that one well? Who do you give such a thing to? So, I don't know. You give such an idea to
McGregor? No. John, well, we put him on the survey list, is really what we should do,
right.
So that he gets all the briefing materials and
right.
All that.
Right.
But he should be programmed separately because he's got a, it's a different
kind of talent.
You can't just use him in
a political thing. I don't want to use political terms. I want him to be used on national defense issues, on
yeah.
National defense and foreign policy issues. I think he should be used for the terms. I wanted you to talk to your Secretary McKee, because I started this process of, I wrote a memorandum to you, and I told her she would send over to her to and I said, no, I don't have to do it. But my procedure is to do it, don't worry about mistakes, and apparently that's what my damn line said. And, but with McKee, it's very important to get on this. I think I put two memorandums. One of them could go to the general file and get that back to the those, you know, those in its file. This private kind of memorandum, there must not be any leak around. There's some floating around that's not going into the file.
Yeah, the problem you've got with that is you should do those on separate tapes. Because Rose keeps your tapes on file.
Then forget this one, you know.
And as soon as Rose finds out that there's a tape, see if she gets the memo that you did to kiss, you did one to Kissinger and one to come. And as soon as she sees a copy of that, then she wants the tape to put it in the tape file.
How are you going to do this one?
I don't know. I think we probably better not send any of them to it unless they already have. Normally what they do is send those.
Well, keep those, make those private also then. Don't let those go. So
in this particular case, but if you could do...
I see your point. I will always, in the case, I'll put things for public distribution on one page, things for private distribution on another. The reason I do this, Bob, is basically to just avoid any arguments, you know, apparently about this or that, you know, it's just, not that there's any secrets, but you know how it is. Rose naturally gets, and most all of it goes through her. But some of these things, she'll say, well, why don't we give them all? What's the matter? We have a
definite
French script here, it's exactly. Right?
All right, that's fine. And if there's no problem in doing it, as long as we keep separate rules to keep it on the line. Discussion this morning is to urge that we reconsider the idea of not answering the standard question.
was Colson, Harlow, Early, Gregory. On the basis that if we're running a campaign on the issues, this is a hell of a good way of at least appearing to be running a campaign on the issues without involving you in any direct activity.
Well, if it could be done, there's only one thing that I would say. I don't do it, I can do it right.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Well, it isn't really the truth. I will do hers, but only in written and derogatory. So I'm not going to sit there and have about that interview.
No, and the problem is that we shouldn't do it to everybody in any event. We should only do it on a selected basis. Obviously, hers is one we would do if they want to do it.
I'm very glad to do it, but you've got to do it on written and derogatory because of the time involved and so forth.
That's right.
The president will dictate it. We'll do it on response and so forth. All right, good. I'm all for that.
I don't think we'd lose anything.
Well, I'm all for that for another reason. I did it in the 60s. Back and the world delay. The rest of us were in those first 2 weeks trying to get out of the goddamn computer calling and be committed to what were our objections. We never done it. That was a terrible mistake. But now we've got a staff of 100 people.
Well, plus, your answers
didn't write this stuff.
Their answers are already written. There's almost no question they can come up with that we don't already have an answer. And it's simply a matter of putting it.
I would write the answers, but if I could. One suggestion that be sure that they're looked at from a political standpoint by the can.
Right.
If you don't keep that soft and dry stuff. The second point is that somebody has got to read, and I'm going to talk to John about this sometimes. Somebody has got to look at some of these things from the standpoint of now and then, not a key phrase, but a phrase of something that sticks, something that will remain. Rather than being so terribly responsible and dull. A small thing, this morning I did that little thing with the drugs. And they gave me a memorandum and these things, praise them for the work they're doing. They've made progress in fighting against drugs and all the drugs. They brought the charge and so forth. And a lot of people talked to them, one of the press brought. Somebody in that staff. If they don't have a staff, get in a Buchanan or a Sapphire or a phrase maker. Have a hire a phrase maker. Do we have anybody over here? Maybe, did you say we hired one of those? What about that look guy? Can we get him maybe with some phrase maker?
No, we've got the look guy. We just need to have to set
him. Okay. Here's the point. So I just tried to. Thanks, Dad. I keep well. So he said, well, it fell away. He said that we increased we had a chart showing the number of arrests had gone up and doubled since we had been in office. I said, that's fine. Well, I said, what does this mean? He said, well, I said, you still have very hot holdings. I said, well, then, he said that. And I began to draw them out and try to get someone. I said, that. And I put it this way, I said, when we came in and we were on the defensive here, we were losing ground against the dangerous narcotic drugs. Now we were on the defensive. Now we've taken the offensive. We are gaining ground as a result of government under respect. I said, we were on the 10-yard line and they had the ball. Now we're on the 50-yard line. We have the ball, but we've got a long way to go. But goddamn it, they've got to think of something that, you know, that's, that grabs, that snaps, to, you know, suggest to me.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of it. I mean, I'll try. Sometimes I may name a phrase. But I must say that, I have never seen, and this is the amazing thing out of John Erickson, is he is basically a politician. His shop seems to be always the dullest goddamn stuff I've ever seen. And I just don't think he's talked to him. You think that's the problem or what?
Or maybe, but it's funny because he understands that, and when he's flying on, he looks his people over on the so they can jump having to get on it personally and exactly the same thing.
You've got to say, now, what lead do we want? I don't want anything that I meet with like this ever coming in memory that I say, what is the lead sent? You know, John is thinking in terms of the lead. Which group did I say we'd see?
Oh, I'm coming out of there.
Well, there were some.
Oh, the price group.
Okay, should see that.
You can.
You can, unless you separate them.
I don't think you can, I mean, the new summer group, the Mort Allen.
Yeah.
Mort Allen, and the, I would say that the Mort Allen thing, so go ahead.
330, 340, 335,
Google that one.
Mort Allen.
The letter writers.
345, just to come, I'll give them all the new companies before.
Okay.
All those things. The price group, but I don't think we should have Buchanan on that.
Right.
Having separate, separate.
If you're gonna have Mort Allen, you probably ought to have price in Buchanan. I mean, not price, Buchanan. But that is Buchanan's group. See, I mean, there are, but that's worth doing tonight, sure.
Well, oh yeah. I don't care if it only five. How did they get it off?